AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama says the U.S. knew a drone strike operation in January along the Afghan-Pakistan border killed dangerous members of Al-Qaeda.
What we did not know, tragically, is that Al-Qaeda was hiding the presence of Warren and Giovanni in this same compound.
He's talking about American hostage Warren Weinstein and Italian hostage Giovanni Laporta. Both were believed to have been killed. The president says he takes full responsibility. The drone strikes also killed two prominent members of Al-Qaeda, both Americans. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Adam Gadan was Azam the American, a U.S.-born convert to Islam who went to the Mideast and became a big player in Al-Qaeda, serving as a spokesman in several videos, both in Arabic and English.
You must free all Muslim captives from your prisons, detention facilities, and concentration camps.
A separate strike killed Ahmed Farouk, whom the U.S. says was an Al-Qaeda leader. The White House says neither man was intentionally targeted. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Senate is expected to vote later today to confirm Loretta Lynch as the next attorney general. Democrats have complained about delays in the vote. Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions says he opposes Lynch because of President Obama's executive actions.
It is particularly necessary when the president's nominee is being appointed specifically for the improper purpose of advancing the president's unconstitutional overreach.
State gun charges in Louisiana against real estate heir Robert Durst have been dismissed. It clears the way for federal proceedings. Durst faces a murder charge in an unrelated California case. Two WNBA players, Brittany Griner and her fiancé, Glory Johnson, were arrested in Phoenix on suspicion of assault and disorderly conduct. Police say there was a fight at their home. Wall Street stocks are higher. The Dow is up 83 points. This is AP Radio News. Europe buried the dead today from the Mediterranean's worst ever migrant disaster.
Allahu Akbar.
An iman chanted God is great in Arabic for 24 of the estimated 800 migrants who died. European Union President Donald Tusk says migrants need to be discouraged from putting their lives at risk.
I think the best way to protect people from drowning is by ensuring that they do not get on the boat in the first place.
Prosecutors have accused the suspected captain of inadvertently ramming the overloaded fishing boat into a cargo ship that had come to its rescue. A government report says more than a dozen areas in the United States have been shaken in recent years by small earthquakes triggered by oil and gas drilling, including in eight states that were where the ground was considered stable. The report says drilling can activate dormant faults. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.